The Near North District School Board is not sure if Parry Sound's new kindergarten to grade 12 school will open in time for this fall semester, as originally planned. Often called the Super School, the new school in Parry Sound was intended to hold students from the current high school, Nobel Public School, and McDougall Public School. The school has caused strife among Near North District School Board, NNDSB, trustees, as some felt the super school was not large enough to hold all the intended students. The NNDSB trustee board voted to keep McDougall open, to ensure enough student spaces. Some trustees cited the number of portables planned for the new school as reason for concern about space. The Ministry of Education did not approve of the board's decision to keep McDougall open. However, the two parties came to a compromise. The board could keep McDougall open until the Christmas break. However, now the board is unsure if the new super school will open by fall. See? Unacceptable, minister says of school board's decision to open McDougall. See? Education minister agrees to keep McDougall open. In a release, the NNDSB explained, while construction issues with the new Parry Sound K-12 school continue to present timeline challenges, Near North District School Board, NNDSB, remains committed to advancing the project in collaboration with the Town of Parry Sound and the Ministry of Education. At this time, NNDSB is unable to confirm when the new school will be ready to welcome students, the board explained. Asked to clarify, the NNDSB responded to Beta Day, noting, NNDSB is developing contingency plans, in communication with the ministry, for the Parry Sound K-12 school in September and has no further information at this time. NNDSB will update students, staff, families and community partners when more information becomes available, the board noted. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.